The Niblack project ramped up in 2009. In the years to follow, the company Heatherdale Resources says it plowed tens of millions of dollars into exploration efforts. But investor money dried up, and by 2012, full-time exploration had ceased, where it completely stopped in 2016. Now, after a corporate reshuffling of debt and rising copper and gold prices, the company plans to bring back a two-dozen-strong crew by the end of the month, says CEO Rob McLeod.
So we'll be drilling both from surface. So it's a track-mounted diamond drill, which brings out cores of the rocks and can go down. We'll probably be drilling holes, you know, generally no more than 1,000 feet. Most will be shallower than that. And then we'll be able to take the drill underground and be able to drill in multiple directions, 360 degrees, essentially.
The Vancouver, BC-based exploration company has a surface drilling application pending with the State Department of Natural Resources. Most of the project area is on private land near Moira Sound. Supplies are flown in or shipped by barge or landing craft. Niblack has been touted as a potential working mine that, if developed, could one day be a major regional employer, about 30 miles southwest of Ketchikan. But there are environmental challenges to work through. There is potentially acidic runoff from a rock pile near its Lookout Mountain deposit. The company has permits from state regulators to discharge mine waste through a sprinkler system and an inactive water treatment plant. More on that in a minute. Both permits expired this summer, but were extended by state regulators while the company files for renewals. Niblack's project manager, Graham Neal, says its mine waste collects in a settling pond before the liquid runoff is discharged on land.
It's a passive treatment system designed to filter out any contaminants, and then that discharges from an effluent from one of the ponds into the land application disbursement system, which is essentially a sprinkler system into the forest environment.
All drainage from the mine portal has been and still is monitored, sampled, and reported to the State Department of Environmental Conservation, he added. Critics say that's not an effective way to keep heavy metals and acidic waste out of the environment. The mining company has a facility that could treat the discharge, but it's not using it. In filings back in 2015, it successively argued that the nearly $4.4 million it cost to run the plant over 5 years would be too expensive.
The state of Alaska is not requiring them to chemically treat the water because they say it will be a financial burden to the mining company.
That's Guy Archibald, staff scientist with Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, an environmental group based in Juneau.
Well, I think that the mines need to stand on their own. They're either financially feasible or they're not. Offloading their costs of treating pollution onto public that owns the public lands should not be allowed.
In a statement, DEC says all of its permits are designed to ensure that the project doesn't harm the water quality and other resources that Alaskans rely on for their economic and social well-being. The company says it plans to continue surface exploration well into next year. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.